You are listening to Herbal Marie, a podcast about herbs and home remedies to heal yourself. All advice shall be considered suggestions. Please research all herbs before using and discover ways to feel better and be well. Thank you for joining Herbal Marie on this herbal adventure. Together, we are exploring each card of the Herbal Tarot deck by Michael Tierra and Candace Canton. As stated in their wonderful book, The Spirit of Herbs, the Herbal Tarot is a useful introduction to the art of herbalism, as well as to the mysticism of the tarot. The symbolism of these beautiful cards offers us understanding on so many levels about the healing messages of our plant friends, and how these plant beings can be teachers and healers of body, mind, and spirit. The tarot helps us to see the greater truths and guidance that dwells within our own heart space, that we can call upon for greater balance, helping us take responsibility for our own lives and creations. Through its symbols, our own inner knowing and understanding are revealed. Today, we are going to focus on one card of the Herbal Tarot and its featured herb. We will talk about its spiritual and medicinal properties, the dose and preparation. We'll talk about the key words and meaning of the card, along with its herbal allies. Then we will end the podcast with an affirmation. An affirmation is a vibrational prayer said over and over again each day so that a more positive and healing energy can be manifested for body, mind, and spirit. So, are you ready to explore and expand? Great. Let's connect with the Herbal Tarot. Today, we are talking about the tarot card Queen of Cups. The featured herb that we are going to get to know better is Lady's Mantle. All right, so we're back at it for another run with the Herbal Tarot, and we're hanging out with the Queen of Cups today. Water of water here with the Queen of Cups, and we have Lady's Mantle front and center on this really warm card. Like, the sky is bright yellow, the sand is red. The Lady of the Lake, Queen of Cups, is sitting on a rock with a red attire, holding a huge chalice. Like, even though there's blue water in the picture behind her, it's still such a warm, vibrantly hot, charged card to look at it. So, Lady's Mantle, maybe not one of your most familiar herbs, but we're going to dive into the book here today to hear how it is used for ladies and to learn more about the Queen of Cups. So the Queen is sitting on a rock surrounded by the sea of emotions and yet is close to the shore of Earth, representing a centering and grounding of the emotions. To further strengthen this symbolism, she is situated behind Lady's Mantle, an herb whose main function is to coalesce the water, emotions, and earth, manifestation, elements within. So the Queen of Cups represents a woman in full command of her power of visions and dreams. She knows what she has to offer and what she is capable of receiving. So even though it's a hot, hot card, she's in charge here. And she is full of manifestation. And that's actually what I learned in my research. So I'm going to share that with you now about the Queen of Cups. What I learned about the Queen of Cups, yes, as a classic traditional card, this card is symbolizing someone who is pouring their energy into creating. Yes, lots of emotions, visions, intuition, but this is a very honest and kind card, grounded in the emotional realm. She's not being swallowed up by the ocean of emotions. She is absolutely secure in herself. So this is a card that you want to connect with when you want to pour your energy into creating. When you get the Queen of Cups upright in your reading, that is a shout out to love yourself, to love others, and love with an openness, love with trust, love with empathy, listen to them, open up, flow. The upright Queen of Cups is a message to focus your energy, to trust, to be confident, and to, yes, be a leader and lead by example. So recognize what gives you emotional satisfaction, get to know your emotional realm, and get to know what makes you tick in the upright Queen of Cups. Now, reversed, of course, it's all the opposite when it's upside down. The reverse Queen of Cups could recognize feeling hurt or disappointed or blocked, creatively or emotionally blocked. It could be some sadness in there in your reading, maybe some depression. It could recognize some dishonesty in your relationships. So be cautious when you get that reverse Queen of Cups. You might be emotionally overwhelmed, but don't let your emotions run away from you. Don't let your emotions drown you. Maybe it's time to retreat, fall back a little bit, protect yourself. Still feel your feelings, but just maybe keep them to yourself for a little while you nurture the reversed Queen of Cups. But definitely Queen of Cups, a card that is absolutely full of emotional energy. All right, yes. And that's why in the spirit of herbs, the Queen of Cups represents a woman in full command of her powers, of visions and dreams. She is very certain of herself. She knows what she has to offer and what she is capable of receiving. And she is not lost in hopeless romantic delusions, like you probably are. But like the moon, she is able to reflect to others what they most need to see in themselves. So she's very cool. She loves the ocean or large bodies of water and is inspired and healed by their proximity. So I can see a lot of people relating to the Queen of Cups, just loving being by the water. And if you're not quite there yet, you at least are aspiring to not be lost in hopeless romantic delusions. The moon is a great emotional guide in our lives. And as it reflects the sun, we are able to reflect to others what they most need to see in themselves. And if we can also recognize that everyone around us is reflecting information to us, we cannot take things so personal, but yet see it as something we need to recognize within ourselves. So our queen definitely chooses not to indulge in feelings of loss or deprivation in affairs of the heart, but she should watch that she does not indulge in extreme mood changes, thereby deceiving herself and others as to the precise nature of her real feelings. So she is one cool queen cat for sure. And she's hanging out with an herb today called Lady's Mantle. So Oh, Camellia vulgaris, lady's mantle. This herb symbolizes the power of control, especially over the emotions relating to others. It can therefore help overcome an excessive dependency on another and thus help evolve a greater sense of our true worth and needs. So listen up, all you codependents. We've got this spirit of lady's mantle coming in to help overcome excessive dependency. And we do that by cultivating a greater sense of our true worth and needs. So evolving into more of our own emotional stability. So medicinally, lady's mantle is primarily used to regulate menstrual bleeding. It can be used both internally and externally, such as in a douche for treating leukorrhea, vaginal discharge, and it can also be used for treating diarrhea. So how do we use this herb in the physical world? Well, the herbal essence may be taken in a 1-4 drop doses as needed to foster self-acceptance and courage in intimate communication with another. So that's very interesting. If we want to just tap into the spirit of this herb, we can carry a small pouch of dried herb as a talisman to foster the power of self-acceptance in 1-1 communications with others. So this intimate communication and self-acceptance, this is really big work for our plant ally, lady's mantle. Medicinally, the herb can be given in a standard infusion using up to 1 ounce of the leaves steeped in a pint of boiling water for 10 to 20 minutes, and 2 or 3 cups may be taken per day. You could take 10 to 30 drops of the tincture 3 times per day. So that is being used for help regulating menstrual bleeding or diarrhea. This herb should be avoided. Disclaim out the wazoo during pregnancy. So avoid this herb during pregnancy. Now the herbal allies for lady's mantle are chaste berries, raspberry leaf, and black haw. So those are some herbal allies that could also help you in the same category of remedies and in the same energy frequency of the plant spirit. If you don't have access to lady's mantle, you probably most likely can find raspberry leaf pretty easy, if not chaste berries or black haw. All right, so to recap here with the Queen of Cups, the keywords for this tarot card are clarity and knowledge of needs and desires of the self or others. So listening to others empathetically, being aware of your own personal needs. This card is also about self-acceptance, appreciation of one's limitations and gifts. This card could also have the keyword moodiness attached to it. So be aware of that, and empathy for another, or instead collapsing into another's problems. So this is Lady's Mantle, Queen of Cups, and this is our return to the journey with the spirit of herbs and the herbal tarot, which I am very excited to be picking up again. So we'll end with a nice, deep, emotionally centering, grounding breath while we finish with the affirmation. I receive satisfaction and joy in sharing the cup of my beingness with another. I receive satisfaction and joy in sharing the cup of my beingness with another. I receive satisfaction and joy in sharing the cup of my beingness with another. I receive satisfaction and joy in sharing the cup of my beingness with another. And it is so. Thanks again for joining me on this herbal tarot adventure. And much love and many thanks to Michael Tierra and Candace Canton for creating these beautiful cards. You can definitely enhance your fun by owning your own copy of the Herbal Tarot and its book, The Spirit of Herbs. And you can purchase the deck, the whole set, the book and the deck, directly from the East West School of Planetary Herbology by visiting them at planetherbs.com. That's planetherbs.com. And I'll see you again next time.